Hello everyone, welcome back to the Lit Factor, and on today's episode, we're going to discuss the topic of internet arguments. We have a very special guest, Dr. Yorl. How are you doing today, Dr. Yorl?
I'm doing great, thank you for inviting me on the show.
Great to hear. Now let's begin with today's topic of discussion, and that is internet arguments, as you know. What do you think the purpose of internet arguments are, and why do you think they were created?
Well, so let me start by answering your second question there. Some of these were created by someone hearing something different, or maybe even someone coming up with an odd question like, did I just hear that like that?
Interesting. Can you tell me the backstory of some current arguments?
Well, there's a current question going around, and that's if you pronounce it GIF or JIF.
I've heard of that.
This debate was started by a man by the name of Steve Wilwhite, and he says, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, that it accepts both pronunciations, but he claims that it is a soft G, so it should be pronounced as JIF instead of GIF.
Now, that's interesting, but what is your personal opinion on the matter?
Well, my personal opinion is I think that he's just trying to be kind of a smart aleck, and I don't think it really matters that much as long as they really know what you're talking about and they understand what you mean.
Great. I've heard about this argument of whether or not water is wet. Can you tell me the origins and how this came to be a question, and maybe even your personal opinion?
Well, for the past 1,000 years, people have always thought, hey, water is wet, so let's call it water, because it starts with the same thing as wet. But very recently, many scientists actually have been discovering that water is not actually wet. Water itself is not wet, but it makes other things wet.
That's a great point, because if you think about it, you cannot dry water.
Yeah.
When you're drying, when you pour water on a surface and then you heat it up and it evaporates, you're drying the surface, but the water is still there. It just turns into another form of water.
Yeah.
Great point. But is there a specific person that brought up this idea of water not being wet?
Well, on this very popular app, I'm sure you know it, YouTube, this man by the name of Chaz Smith proposed the idea with supporting his idea with evidence and his claim.
So he has said that he's done it, but there is not actually solid proof that he has.
Yes, he claimed that he figured it out and that he understands it now, and then scientists have been looking into this and they realized that he was accurate.
So is he a scientist, this guy, Chaz Smith, or is he just some guy who about it through a friend or something and then claimed to do it? And
he is just a citizen, but one thing that you said is one thing I said was I'm not quite sure how these things come up into mind, and we're not really sure how they think of these things, and yeah.
So, but you said the scientists brought this idea up.
Yes, because they saw his video and then they did a little bit more research and then they figured out that he was actually accurate.
Jesse.
But he never said how he thought of the idea that
Charlotte.
Water is not actually wet.
Now, what is your personal opinion?
My personal opinion is that water is not actually wet, because I've been looking into the science, the research of all that, and I even did some experience myself, and I did find that with all my tests and my observations, water only turns things wet, but it itself is not wet. Water can make itself wet, but it itself is not wet. One water molecule is not wet.
Interesting. So let's go back to the first question I asked, and that was, what are the purpose of these disputes? What do you think people get out of it?
Personally, and viewing at it kind of a logical way, I think that they just do these to start arguments or kind of start some type of idea. And I think, for example, there's this new thing called Laura or Yanni test, and I think people just say that they hear Yanni because they want to sound different and that they want to be different from everyone else and pretend like they're not a normal person, they're famous or they're normal, or they're extraordinary or special to the population or normal people.
Yeah, because do you know what the exact origins of this Laurel Ariani thing is?
I am not exactly sure where it came from, but the man who did record it said that he was saying Yanni, and he did it the exact way that you would read it from the dictionary.
So this was a recording from a website, and it was the pronunciation of Laurel, and he heard it as Yanni?
Yes.
So do you think that one of the reasons people create these is so they can have, like, some meaning, something to be like, hey, look what I created?
Yes.
Or do you think it's just to be like, or do you think it's just because they feel like it?
Well, I believe that, that's a good question. And I feel like people just come up with these because, like what I said earlier, they want to feel different from the normal population. But with this, I just feel as though, I just feel as though people kind of lie to themselves about if they really do hear it or not. Because I'm sure that if, like, a hearing specialist, if they heard about this, they would probably find it almost hard to hear Yanni in the Laurel pronunciation.
So
I could kind of see where they get it because it has the same amount of syllables as Yanni. So Yanni, Laurel,
Yes, I've heard that on a sound scale next to each other, they're almost identical.
Yes.
And when, personally, I've heard a recording when it's been slowed down, and I can hear Yanni, so maybe. So I guess then I heard Yanni, but at normal speed it's Laurel. And do you think this is kind of the same thing as the GIF or JIF thing?
Well, see,
or so like was the GIF?
With GIF and JIF, it is more of like an argument or in a debate. But with the Laurel and Yanni, it isn't so much. It is just.
It's more of someone's.
It's more of like what you hear, what you like say, and what you like, not what you say, but like what you hear and what you're understanding.
But there's still some argument and debate to the Laurel or Yanni thing because I feel like.
But not very much.
Yes, there's more like.
It's more of like arguments that will start between GIF and JIF than Yanni or Laurel.
Yes, so. And then these things about, life. And when people come up with these arguments, do you think they are intending for there to be... Do you think they're intending for people to, get really angry and have heated debates, or do you think they're just doing it as a joke?
Well, I mean, I do see people get extremely mad and become kind of... raged at it, and you could even say triggered, but I definitely think that that should be no reason to have that because it's just a simple argument or debate. And I personally think that it'd be easier for an argument to start with GIF or JIF than Laurel or Yanni because it's what you hear and you might hear it from a different perspective.
Yes, because if you think about the water wet. There's a side. If you think water is wet, there's science that proves you wrong. And the same thing with GIF or JIF. Like, you can. It's like there is one set pronunciation. And with Laurel and Yanni, yes, it is actually Laurel, but it's more like the way you hear.
Yeah.
As opposed to the way
more
you.
Personal.
Because you can't always control what you hear, but you can control what you say. Like GIF or JIF. So, what is your. What is your opinion about these arguments? Do you think that they are a waste of time, or do you think they're just a joke that shouldn't really be taken seriously?
Well, I think it is a waste of your time to argue over these things. I think it is pretty pointless, pretty childish, if you ask me. It doesn't make very much sense to argue over personal matters or ideas. So it's pretty pointless to argue if you do. And,
thank you very much, Dr. Ural. Thank you for being on the show. And, who knows, maybe we'll have you back when the next big set of internet arguments comes out. Thank you.